And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Back, hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, watching the searcher unload. I saw the Islander coming in, and XL's here. And boy, there's a lot going on at Fisherman's Landing virtually every day here.
Angler was over there. Those guys killed it yesterday. Oh, they had really good fishing out west. Yeah.
Oh, did they? Yeah. Yeah. Yesterday, another big day.
Yeah.
That's because you left.
Well, it's actually true, you know. Yeah. We actually went up there.
You were catching them all, and then you finally let Ryan and Ray catch them. Huh?
We got in, you know, there's peaks and valleys, ebb and flow. We got in a little bit of the flip side on Friday. We went up there west of the island. The weather was getting cruddy down there, and we just went for a little action fishing, and boy, we got it broken off, to say the least, man. We got up there. There's fish everywhere. Here we go. And the Navy rolled in. You guys got to get out of here.
No.
Yeah, you're about to be a target.
Yeah, they had big operations going on.
Yeah, so we went and drove around for you know, as long as we could, out away from the action, came back in, of course, to the big afternoon hit. Here we go. And they were gone.
Oh, man.
So when you go back into an area like that, and you saw so much there before, and then you don't see it, it's just swamps. It's just moved somewhere else. Is that likely, or gone down?
Yeah, it was down that particular day, because we rolled in there and we hit a school, blew one up right away, found the only one we found, and we caught a couple off of it, and dressing them out, their guts were ice cold. So, those things were down there, you know,
really?
600 feet, 800 feet, you know, doing whatever they do.
That's
down
totally
there.
Interesting. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You'll know if they were down in the depths. That's cool.
You can feel. I mean, you feel it. It's
sure.
Like, because normally their guts are warm.
Yeah.
You know, so they went down there. They're bounce diving or doing whatever they're doing. They're down there eating, foraging down low, or who knows? Maybe the Navy was blowing stuff up and they swam to the bottom,
exactly,
like, cowering in fear.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Submarine guy was like, let's shoot at him or something like that. Who knows, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Happy birthday to your son, Duke.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Birthday,
right?
Duke.
He's
going to
be big 16 tomorrow.
16.
Come on.
Sure. I know it.
Future baseball star.
I hope so.
Have a place on my wall here among the stars. Ty Cobb, Lou Gehrig, Babe Ruth, Duke Ekstrom. Right there. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, but happy birthday to Duke.
Yeah, happy birthday, Duke.
16, man.
I know it.
Yeah,
he's
amazing. So, hey, let's continue our catch report.
You got it, man. We got the man, the surf fishing guru, Gundy Gunderson's on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, what's up, gents? Good show, man.
Having fun.
Morning.
You know, it's interesting to consider, like, we always see fish when they're in the biting mode, you know. You don't think about those bluefin, you know, going deep and... You know, the same thing with big eye, you know, where do they go? And you don't realize sometimes how much they feed subsurface, you know what I mean, and deep down. Kind of interesting stuff.
I think about it a lot.
Well, I know you do. As a fish talker, I know you do. Well, anyways, gentlemen, we got a really good bite on the beach. You know, conditions still solid bite, lots of species in the catch. You know, we're approaching a nice full moon here. We got strong tides, water temperature hovering around 70, so real good time to get out. Corbina bite has been good with lots of fish still on the beach. Yelpin, spotfin, croaker bites off the pier and jetties. More white sea bass catches taken along the reefs and the inside edges of the kelp up north. Calico bass, sand bass in the shallows, and then improved halibut action. Maybe we're seeing that first little fall movement of halibut. Hook, line, sinker reported several more white sea bass landed this week. A 35-inch fish came off Campus Point on a swim bait. A 34-inch fish was taken off Goleta on a flash minnow. So that fish is just in the shallows on the bait there. The halibut bite's also been good off Goleta with several legals taken this week. Wiley's reported lots of yelp and croaker. and a bunch of legal halibut this week, up to 30 inches. Beach anglers had them on anchovy and sardine, and then that MS anchovy pattern flash minnow was another bait that was working well. You know, like I said, maybe the first signs of a little fall movement in that halibut. Just Fishing reported several larger corbina taken off Torrance Beach there, with the sand crabs now getting smaller and a little harder to find. The angler took bloodworms there and scored a 3-pound, 12-ounce fish. Big Fish reported lots of bonita inside the federal breakwater. Guys are getting them off the jetties, the castmasters, crocodiles, that kind of thing. Ketchum Tackle reported good corbina action off river jetties there. Some larger models taken on Go Shrimp. We talked about this last week, how Go Shrimp can really be a strong corbina bait late in the season. Hogan's reported good corbina action there south of the San Clemente Pier. Lugworms, mussels have been the top bait there. And then Pacific Coast also reported very good corbina bites, good catches of fish to 4 pounds. Army, Navy, South Carlsbad, Stone Steps, Tamarack. And then the halibut. Also, the halibut bite got really good in the lagoons, and that's, you know, another sign of fall coming. We get a little cold front or something, and it'll really kick that halibut bite. But, you know, I talked about that big yellowtail a couple weeks ago, and I got a little more information, Pete. It was caught with a guide, Nick Hyde, I guess. He's in San Diego here, surfishingsocalfd.com is the thing, and Dr. James Bonner and his son Cameron were from Victorville, were fishing with the guy, and that fish was 53.5 pounds, measured 57 inches. Whoa. And the reason they got it, they're fishing with a shark rig and had a cut piece of anchovy on the end of that shark rig and a big 50-pound setup, and they got the job done. It's really cool. We had a photo in this last week's Western Outdoor News if you want to check it out. But what a tremendous
holy
catch.
Mackerel.
Yeah. What a story. Beast.
That's a good one. And now that's the digital edition this week in Western Outdoor News, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It'll be
check out that picture. That's a big one. That's a nice one. Well, Gundy, as usual, great job, surf guru extraordinaire. Thanks a lot for that report, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
I love doing it. I'll catch you guys later. Great show.
Very good.
Hey, I want to remind you, that's going to wrap up our catch report. Surffishtackle.com has all the gear that you need to catch fish at the beach. Check it out today online at surffishtackle.com.
And don't forget, one line open right now, 833-288-0973. We're giving away, we haven't given away a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses in a while because it's been a COVID thing. And, you know, they're fully operational and everything now. So we're back up doing our regular stuff here. We're giving away the Southern Cross, which is such a great, great pair with a soft matte khaki brown and then the Maui green lens. I love that Maui green lens. That lens, Ricky, you can see stuff.
I said it before too. Like I know, like the biggest deficiency that I have in offshore fishing is seeing those breezers.
Yeah.
And I know that part of it becomes we're fishing, you know, at deck level, so we don't have a lot of height, which makes it a little bit tougher for us. But it's just that's one of those things that, you know, your eye needs to be trained for, and they're just not. They're not easy to see, and this is no plug, this is no radio, like, I'm certain that pair of glasses, like, I do a better job.
Yeah.
I can see them a little better. They just, I think it's like the shade that's created in the, you know, in the little ripples they make. I'm a huge fan of those things.
Yes.
They're a little flashy for me walking around town.
Come on, you're rocking on Rick.
I joke that I don't have the personality to carry those glasses when I'm around town, but I have those things on the boat, and it is the truth. That is what I wear on our boat, and I really do. I think they make a difference. I think I can see breezers better with those green lenses than I can in anything else. I like them. I'm a big fan.
So yeah, you want to win that pair of sunglasses? You have a chance from Maui Jim, 833-288-0973. Brian's in the studio, taking your phone calls and running the board and kind of doing everything. So
you got it.
Be patient with him, and he'll get right to you.
Well, the phones are packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Tim. Let's start with Menard, who's calling us from Temecula this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Where's Menard?
Menard, you still hanging with us?
Hello.
Looks like he might have dropped.
Do we have Menard?
So why don't we just go for another one? How about we talk to Steve in Fallbrook this morning? Steve, you hanging in there with us?
Absolutely. Good morning. How is everybody?
Morning. Good.
So I got a question. I'm trying to add to my quiver, if you will. I got a lot of old school stuff, but I'm looking to add another reel, and I have absolutely fallen in love with the Talica 10 I have. the very first fish I caught on it was on a Tony Reyes boat. It was a 30-pound yellowtail, and it was just such a kick. So I've got a pin fathom 40, the Talica 10, and then some older stuff. If I was, I want another Talica, and I just don't know which size to go to. I typically will fish just full day boats. Don't get a chance to go after the big tuna too often. What's your opinion?
Well, if it were me, I would get yourself a Talica 12. I think that you've got a 10, which is a great reel to fish, you know, 30 to 40 pound on. And it sounds like you've got a fathom 40, which is a nice reel for fishing, you know, 60 pound, maybe even sink it up to 80 pound. And a line size that maybe you have a little opening in is that 40 through 60 pound size reel. And I think that especially this last year with all this bluefin fishing we're doing, and it sounds like you're doing a lot of day and a half trips and things like that, I think the Talica 12 would be a great choice. It fits a gap that maybe you have in your reels there. You've got one a little larger, you've got one a little smaller. It kind of fills in, and it's a really nice reel for fishing 40 and 50 pound line size, and great for that bluefin, you know, that's say up to and including 100 pounders, you know, 40 to 100 pound fish, which we've been doing so much of local fishing lately. I think if you were looking for another Talica, based on what you have, that's probably the route I'd be going.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. A text off of our Let's Talk Hookup app, Ken and Pismo Beach asks, does Blake Wassano have a captain's license?
Blake Wassano has a captain's license, and Blake Wassano is soon to be the commander of Royal Star on trips.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. Blake is – so the last piece in the progression of these young men is they come up is you know, they come up from the deck is they learn the engine room, they learn the mechanical side of the boat. You know, obviously that's a really important component. You have to have that skill in order to you know, run the boat safely and competently. So Blake is taking over the engine room duties here in the last 6 months, and he's flourishing. He's doing a great job. He's really come a long way as far as his knowledge again of the mechanical side of things. And you talk about it, he's going to be a strong leader. As far as fishing goes, he's as good as it gets.
Rigging. Technique,
everything. But I just mean
on fish,
behind
matter.
The glasses, though, is where that kid is incredible.
Just going back to that fisherman's instinct, you know. I mean, that guy lives, eats, breathes, and you know it. Everyone means something to him. Everything. So he's going to do a phenomenal job. He's got great guys down on the deck that are going to do a great job. I've actually got him slated right now, and we'll see how it unfolds. But I've got him slated to run a trip come the end of November. So,
all right.
And if it doesn't happen,
pull it off. There's no doubt.
Yeah, if it doesn't happen, then it's going to happen. You know, soon and next season I foresee him. And I mean, we're not turning the boat over to him and not run anymore. He's just going to join the rotation.
It'll
be Randy, Brian, and I. And then Blake will get his shots, and he has earned them. I mean, he's been on there forever, and you know, I mean, he
loves
it. He loves it. He loves it. We love him. We're like family, literally now. So, you know, he's earned his shot, and you know, everybody grows up at a different rate. You know, some guys they're ready to run the boat in a year, 2 years. You know, they've just gotten, and other guys it takes. I always go back to, you know, my good friend Rollo Hine many, many years ago, 25 years. I remember when he was 36 years old, him telling me, I never want to, you know, we were on Royal Players at the time. I never want to run this boat. You know, or 32, whatever he was, and he didn't have a captain's license, and at 36 he had his captain's license, and was one of the
boat.
And was one of the best operators I've ever seen. So
Everybody
kind of grows up at their own pace. Blake has really come a long, long way in the last couple of years. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, he's going to get a shot, and he's going to do very, very well. I'm really excited about it.
That's indeed a fisherman,
all
there,
right,
boy. That is, you know, to the T, like he,
legit.
Yeah, that guy's got it.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Hey, Gary from Lawndale says, some of my most epic trips have been on the Royal Star. Royal Star is unmatched in the fleet, and I believe it starts at the top. So I guess that's a compliment.
I sure appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you. One thing I can say is that you know, we've got consistency in our favor. You know, there's been Randy and I have owned the boat since 1996. I've been on there since 1992, but we've had a very consistent standard. Brian, he was on the crew, you know, he took that hiatus and ran the 105 for 6 or 7 years, but he rejoined us in 2006 or 2007. There's a real consistency among us. You know, we have different personalities, of course, but our core core philosophy is the same, and you know it begins with strong leadership, consistent standards, owner operated. You know, every one of us has a professional and personal stake in the outcome of every single angler's experience that fishes with us. Every single trip, every single day, we are personally accountable. And that goes, you know, the angler earlier made the comment, or listener earlier made the comment about tracing the office. We believe and that accountability, it begins with the very first phone call you make, that point of contact, and it ends as you drive away with that cooler full of beautiful product that you know Sean and the guys processed over there at Fisherman's, and you know that is it's a theme that has been the foundation of our operation since Randy and I joined forces in 1996, and it carries through today, and you know we've always. There might have been a little bump in the road here where some guys, you know, they go up and end up running their own boats, whatever. We rebuild our crew. It's kind of like the college sports program, you know what I mean? It's like the seniors graduate, you know, you got to start over again and get some raw talent on there. But for what was 26 years, even longer, we've had incredible crew members on there. Incredible.
And the careers that they go on to, we had Marcus Medak was on the show yesterday.
Exactly.
You know, and that list goes on and on and on, whether it's boats in our fleet or whether it's boats in the commercial fleet or whatever.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
Absolutely.
And that, you know, I mean, that's what we're about, and we're as stronger today because now we're smarter, I think, anyway. We're smarter than we were about it, you know, 20 years ago, 15 years ago. I mean, we're better today. And
there's always a new challenge in the Fort Sport Fishing.
Whether
it be COVID or something, there's just like any business, there's always going to be challenging. And the sport fishing business is not an easy business.
No, it's not.
It is not. And there's always challenges, but you guys have rode above everything.
Yeah, I just have such tremendous confidence in our ability, and you know, having the combination of Randy, Brian, and I there it's so important, and it's so, you know, again, the results speak for themselves.
Right.
But we all, you know, all of us work together. We've got that same core philosophy, and you know, we pick each other up.
Totally.
We you know, one guy's strength it compensates for the other guy, you know, whatever his you know, either isn't his strength or something he does better. What, you know, we all work together as a team, and we are prepared. I like to think we're prepared for anything and everything, and you know, whatever it may be, we face it as a strong team that has an experience level now that it's really unmatched. I mean, it is.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Hey, well, with that, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report with the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guy. Hey, today is sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro series and the custom bluefin and yellowfin knives from Anza. They're made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details, and you can get that Fish Pro series at Fisherman's Processing. We got Dave Hansen on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, Tim. Thanks
morning.
For letting me be on today. Hey,
thanks
guys.
For joining us.
I'm just getting ready to go fishing with Kelly here, but I'm going to give you guys a quick report here. So, like Tim was talking about, long-range boats are heading west. Come on, really? it's absolutely unbelievable what's going on between San Clemente Island and the Cortez Bank, and then in between Clemente and Catalina. If you guys want to see something spectacular, you need to get on a sport boat, or you need to get out there on your boat and go look at what's going on out there. Like Tim said, the amount of fish is absolutely mind-boggling. There's so much tuna, yellowfin, bluefin, and now we have that trickle of Dorado and yellowtail on the kelps coming into our area. But that big yellowfin, like Mark Wish was talking about, it's unbelievable that yellowfin has decided to hang out with that bluefin, and they're hanging out together. And you can skip the yummy flyer through a pot of dolphin and get a 200-pound yellowfin. You don't really know what's going to happen up here in Southern California right now. The amount of fish, the quality of the fish, and it's like Tim said, we have every age of bluefin right now in our backyard within 50 miles of the beach of Dana Point, of my father's landing. There's every grade of bluefin. I mean, remember they told us that this fish was extinct and it didn't exist anymore. Well, now there's more of it here than. Well, Tim hasn't been doing this very long. What did you say, Tim? 40 years? My dad has only been doing it for 70. My dad's only been doing it for 75. Neither one of these two guys have ever seen this volume of fish in our water. So to think that that fish is almost extinct, well, I would have loved to have seen what it looked like back when it wasn't extinct. Could you imagine what that must have been like?
Well, I mean, and think about the amount of fish that's here, and then you've got the albacore fleet up off Washington and Oregon, and they're catching bluefin on the bait pole and seeing fish. Oh, yeah. You know, that was a couple, 3 weeks ago. It's like, yeah, you know, one of my friends up there on one of the races, Scott Hawkins, you know, sends me a text. He's like, yeah, we've got 3 bluefin on the bait pole today, you know, fishing for albacore. I mean, they're up there, too.
That's wild.
So it's not like, you know, this is the only place. And then, you know, all the reports of the fish that were up there off Santa Cruz and all that. I mean, this is just one piece of it.
That's wild.
Right.
It's an amazing. Catching 100 pounders, trolling, you know, big trolling plugs, catching 100 pound bluefin.
Yeah, salmon guys just getting ruined up there in 50
exactly
fathoms.
Exactly.
The flasher.
Got one on the flasher and the crocodile.
Yeah, I love it.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, next thing you know, you'll be catching bluefin in Cabo.
Yeah. I think the water might be a little too hot. Right now, the water's 87.9 right here.
Wow.
Just outside the harbor. So it's a little warm. We got a bunch of that Dorado down here, though. But, guys, Catalina is still just absolutely. If you want to go catch fish, Catalina's insane. Like I heard Willie talking about, there's good spots of yellows, but that Bonita. I know a lot of people, Bonita. But I'll tell you what, that Bonita is all over Catalina. Front side, back side, west end, east end, it's just everywhere. And it makes for a spectacular day for the three-quarter day boats, the all-day boats going over there. There's plenty of fish to catch. While you're waiting to catch a yellow, you're catching bonita. There's just so much going on right now. Like Pete was saying earlier, I don't know what anybody could possibly be waiting for. If you're thinking about, hey, I want to go when it's good, it's about as, I don't know. Can't be any better.
It's good. Go fishing. It's great.
It's interesting you bring that up about that bonita, because all down the coast, you know, down 300-400 miles, the amount of bonita this year,
fantastic.
Lord. I mean, it's I actually feel really good about it. You know how fun it is to catch those bonita, saying there?
And
those
are big ones, too.
Big ones. I mean, a lot down
like
there.
10 pounders.
Yeah, out in front of, you know, around the islands, along the coast. I mean, everywhere you go, those bonita are, you know, they're pests down there.
That's cool.
But there's a lot of it. I mean, it makes me feel really good about
how healthy our.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. How healthy the resource is. And when those things come up here local, you talk about the half day dream, man. You know, 8 pound bonita, 6 to 10 pound bonita.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, man.
Fun stuff.
Yeah.
Well, of course, fishdope.com, always great information. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And how do we find you, Dave?
Well, I just wanted to say one more thing when Tim was saying that. We had a full ripper eating the bait on the corner spot at the lighthouse in 60 feet of water 4 days ago, straight big bonita. Real bonita, not skipjack, bonita, California.
You mean in Cabo?
In 87 degree water.
Oh my.
Really?
God.
Nice.
Crazy.
They're expanding.
I couldn't even believe when the first one came up, I was like, it's a damn bonita. And they're all, no, skipjack. I go, nope, put your finger in his mouth. Ah,
it's got teeth.
Yeah, so.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, cool, Dave. Well, how do we find you, Dave?
YourSaltwaterGuide.com. Check out my website. I heard a guy calling up about lobster. We have a 7-part series on the website for $4.99. You can see, and Promar is one of my huge sponsors. So I know that it's all done right. We did it with Promar. The whole series is perfect. It lays it out super basic, tells you exactly what to do and how to do it. And then if you want to know where to do it at, I got a full-on series on all the spots. So
$5,
we got you covered.
In.
Your saltwaterguide.com, and I will talk to you guys next Sunday. Thanks
awesome.
For letting me
good
on the
tip.
Show.
Good tip there. By the way, what's your favorite Promar net?
I like the ambush, and it all depends, because you know how I jump from boat to boat to boat. Those smaller ambush are perfect for that 25 and under boat because of the deck space that it takes up. Then if you get on a boat bigger than 25, 30 feet long, then I'm going to use the extra large ambush. They're the go-to because of the size. You always want to bigger is always better.
Okay. All right, Dave. Thanks a lot for that. And, yeah, check out your saltwater guide. You want to learn more about hooping because Dave's on it. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that very much. Talk to you next week.
Hey, focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin.com. Temperature, chlorophyll, and more. With Terrafin Mobile, you can also download the charts and take them with you on your mobile device. Terrafin is the professional's choice for an accurate information source. Check Terrafin.com. Phone lines are absolutely
gotta have
packed
Terrafin.
Up. Yeah,
oh, for sure.
There's just no...
Take it with you. You look at it. You watch that water move, the chlorophyll, the whole thing. Terrafin is the bomb.
It prints a map for you.
Yeah.
You know? It prints you
no,
where
exactly.
the water's
where
moving.
You need
yeah,
to go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nothing like it.
Let's jump into the phones, Rick.
All right. How about this time we talked to Doug calling us from Montebello this morning. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, I was wondering about the brochures. How do you determine what picture to put on the cover?
Of the cover of a brochure?
The cover of the Rolling Stone? Why?
Yeah, the cover of the Royal Star brochure.
You know, we don't even... Well, I guess we went virtual on the brochure like 12 years ago.
So you don't even print anymore.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, we print up copies of the schedule itself.
Yeah, right.
But the brochure is online.
Yeah.
And then I think we were rotating the picture that was on there just... And how do I decide? Just whatever the good picture of the day was.
Yeah.
There's not really any criteria other than it's got to be a good picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you follow the Royal Star website, RoyalStarSportFishing.com, you'll see pictures posted every day. Brochure quality.
Yeah.
Posted right from the boat, putting it on the website, various pictures, and those are awesome.
Exactly. We try to accompany every report with a picture.
Yeah.
It's just, it's fun to do. It's fun to look at.
Yeah.
You know, there's certainly plenty of material.
Technology.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Living vicariously, coming home after work and sitting on the couch, always flipping through, seeing what's going on fishing. I always like to be able to, you know, it puts you in that space for just a little bit, reading the report, what the guys caught, and seeing the big fish on the deck.
Guys that have been fishing with us year after year, and you in the tackle store, you see the guys come through the tackle store, and then it's like, oh, there he is, man. He's got his 200-pound.
No way, he did it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I sold him a flat fall. There it is.
Thanks for the call.
When we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with 6 companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business, Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have all the styles of hoop nets, including the new Ambush XL Heavy, 14-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarnets.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood, now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones have been packed. The texts have been packed. Again, if you want to get through, it's 833-288-0973.
Let's jump back in the phones.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Dan? He's calling us from El Cajon this morning. Hi, Dan. Welcome to the show.
Hey, great show, guys. It's been fun listening to it today. I just wanted to know, I know you don't like to be much of a sportsman, you just want to horse them in and get them on the boat, but do you have a story of one that you just said somebody had too light a line and that there's just no way they're landing it and they got it in anyway?
There have been numerous fish that I thought were goners that we ended up landing over the years, but, you know, I say numerous, and I'm going to say, again, that's spread out over 30 years of the, you know, a few handfuls of ones I can remember. I can remember thousands that didn't work out, or they went about exactly like we expected. And you know, honestly, we joke about it, and yeah, I want to get them all, but you really have to be realistic. So, you know, in the situation, you're on a boat with you know, 15, 20, 30 other anglers, you have to be respectful of everybody else's time out there too. You know, when you're rolling into a spot and there's 150 pounders flying out of the water and you're casting out with your 30 pound and you hook one and, you know, it takes you to the knot and you know, you're 45 minutes into it and it's still, you know, two wraps on the reel. Realistically, you're not going to get that one.
Right.
You're not. I mean, you're going to fight it maybe for a long time and then the line is going to break or whatever. But there is a point where you got to understand the reality of it. Those big fish require big tackle.
Right.
They just do. You know, and you know, if you're
especially bluefin, because they have those teeth too.
Well, yeah, I mean you can rig a heavy leader or whatever, but so if you are of the more sporting mindset, you know, you want to go out there and test your wits with light line against one of those big bastards, a long range boat, a local boat is not the place for you.
Okay.
You know, charter Brendan's boat.
Yeah.
Exactly. Charter one of the local guys, you know, the skiffs that takes three or four guys out, charter a six pack.
Go out at day landing, get the impulse.
Yeah, there's millions of places. Yeah. There are a lot of places you can go that will offer you that opportunity and more power to you. You know, I think it's great. And if you know, we used to take those fly fishing guys. So I got my you know, the full flavor of that kind of sportsman, and it's cool. It's great, you know, and again, I got full respect for that, but I'm more of a, you know, results oriented,
yeah.
You know, and the result to me is that big guy laying on the deck, you know, so that's just the way I see the world. That doesn't mean it's right or it's wrong. And, you know, I think the best said, there's a place for everybody.
Sure.
You know, there's an operation to host every type of angler, every type of fishing, and it's just a matter of finding which operation is right for what you want to go out there and do.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. We had a nice text from Dan from Irvine, and he asked, do you see a difference on the effectiveness of flat falls between yellowfin and bluefin? How about others like Colt snipers?
The Colt snipers are epic for yellowfin. Yeah. I do know that, especially that mid-range size from what I've seen. Those things are incredibly effective. I don't know if they're more effective for yellowfin, but, you know, I mean, anecdotally, they might be. I see a lot more of those bluefin caught on the flat falls. Mm-hmm. And
much yellowfin.
No, and that may be a function of the night that, while I'm saying this, I can't say that I've seen a lot of flat fall. Let's say, you know, go back 6, 8, 10, 15, 20 years, if we were at those islands or Hurricane Bank flat fallen, I bet we would have clobbered those big ones on the flat falls, Clipperton.
All the scenarios where they bite a PL-68.
Right.
You had all those guys
exactly.
Flat falls.
Ah. Yeah, so.
Who's to say?
So, you know, I suspect those flat falls in the right setting would be equally effective, you know, targeting yellowfin at night. But, you know, the jury's out on that. So far, we've done a hell of a lot more fishing for bluefin at night, and those flat falls are, it's the most incredible piece of equipment that I've ever seen. I mean, you talk about transformational. Once in a great while, you'd get one of those bluefin at night on a sinker rig, a mackerel, a squid, you know, whatever. You get one randomly. I mean, those things open the door to all. You've got an incredible fishery here now, and I mean those things. They got to think it's a squid. It's the only thing I think of. They bite the daylights out of them. We had a stop three trips ago. You could not drop a flat fall without getting a bite.
Oh,
you
really?
Couldn't drop one.
Really?
Yeah. And they were biting them like 20, 30 feet down.
Oh,
I've never seen anything
cool.
like
that.
That
is fun so cool. That.
It was
and
unreal.
And how do you fish a flat fall?
Well, you know, in that case, you just throw it over the side. It's funny because one of the anglers, we had 15 fish and all, like, just total chaos. And, you know, one of the guys comes out and he had gone to bed already. He walks out, he rubs his ears, he says, "Hey, Tim, you know, how do I fish? I've never fished one of these. You know, how do I fish one?" I'm like, "Dude, just drop it in the water, man." He dropped in the water and he was on the downwind corner and he didn't even make it to the middle of the stern.
Hey, this thing works.
Exactly. Yeah. Just put it in the water. But those flat falls, we were talking about it earlier off the air. The number of fish in the last few trips that I've seen, anglers, they'll drop them out at night, boats drift along there, and they drop it down 300-400 feet, and they put it in gear, and they just sit there and jig it up and
just
down.
Like
just
like a yo-yo.
Blows
like a
yo-yo
is just jerking the rod up and down, and I'm thinking, there's no way that would ever get a bite. We hooked the daylights out of them.
That's
really
crazy.
Yeah, just ran
just
them
get down
all
in
on
the zone.
Up the side. Yeah, as long as it's down there. Yeah.
Crazy.
Just, I mean, most of them that I see are on the sink. Mm-hmm. You know, you drop it down, rattle, 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 and stops,
yeah.
and you know, put it in gear and wind, and they got it, or a few on the wind. But they bite them just jigging them
just
like
jigging.
That.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Just work the water column.
Work the water column. And for sure, there's also something, you know, we target them at depth.
Right.
You know, we see where they're laying on the meter, and you know, if you're fishing a thing at 60 feet, aside from that crazy bite I was relating a second ago, if you're fishing at 60 feet, you're probably not going to get a bite. But, you know, like three nights ago, those things were hanging down there at 60, 80 fathom, right? 360 to 400 some odd feet and 500 feet. And, you know, we're telling everybody, let it down there. Drop it way down. And some of the savvy anglers now, you know, they're marking their line. They let it out there, you know, 20 fathom, every 10 fathom, they make a mark on their line. And there is absolutely something to it.
Right.
You
yes,
know,
sir.
The guy beside, hey, I got it at 50 fathom, 300 feet. Okay, everybody, 300 feet. And they start, you start getting bites at 300
kidding.
Feet. There is absolutely something to it.
Okay.
Once you find that zone, that's where you want to focus. You know, that's not saying you're not going to get a bite below it or above it on a few, but there is definitely something to figuring out where that zone is for that particular bite, and doing your best to work your flat fall in that zone.
You either use like a Power Pro depth hunter, or you take a magic marker and just mark your line out.
Exactly.
After you, like, take it out. You guys do that a lot of Fisherman's Line and Tackle, right?
Sometimes, sure.
Yeah. Yeah,
I wouldn't have. You know, I've always, from a fishing perspective, been a fly by the seat of your pants kind of guy. Just drop it down and whatever works, where you'll find it. But I have learned in the last 2 years of doing this, there is definitely something to it.
Take a marker with you.
Not a bad idea. Or, you know, you can mark your line ahead of time. Like I said, and you know, it's not like you got to. It's not going to be festooned with balloons and tags and ribbons and crap. I mean, you know, just put a little mark on your line, and you know where it's at. Okay, now I'm at 200 feet. Now I'm at 400. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
I like it, man.
Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
Sounds good. Everybody's patiently waiting, like Mitch calling us from Santee this morning. What's up, Mitch? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show, as always. I got a question for probably everybody. Oceanographers predict a 75% La Nina in a few months. Is that,
oh boy.
How is that going to affect? Because that brings up cold water.
I think that you could just take that with a grain of salt, and whatever happens is going to happen. I mean, you know, I don't even know. I don't discount or discredit the work of the scientists, because they're you know, second to none in their knowledge and all that. But you know, it's kind of like predicting the weather.
But they also said that the bluefin was endangered.
I mean, you know, 1%, and maybe it was, and it recovered that fast.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Again,
it's amazing how fast it can recover.
Yeah, and we were that particular year seeing more bluefin than we'd ever seen. So I would really take it with a grain of salt. I wouldn't toss and turn and lose any sleep at night that something was going to dramatically change because of it just yet. I think I'd still be keeping my gear in good working order and ready to hammer at them.
I feel like every year for the last 5 or 10 years, you could find a prediction for both an El Nino and a La Nina of every season we've had for
sure.
The last, you know.
Sure. And you know, I think the main point here is, they were here in the La Nina, and they were here
exactly.
in the El Nino, and they were here in the in-between.
Yep.
So, you know.
There's lots of food and lots of fish.
Yeah, exactly. The main thing is this abundance of forage.
They're here now.
And they were here before.
Yeah.
And they will be here again.
Yeah,
I dig
sure.
it.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. John and Vista is up next on Let's Talk Hook Up. Hi, John.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
I had a goofy question. I love this show, obviously. I just walked back in carrying a heavy pot. When you guys cross the border at the CBX, my granddaughter, I'm trying to get her to come.
Where'd he go?
And I'm trying to get her to go to Cabo.
Yeah.
Phone broke up, but I think he's just kind of talking about the convenience
CBX.
Of using CBX maybe for somebody that's a little sketchy going into Mexico. That's kind of the gist that maybe I got from
him. Yeah, and I have no issues. I'm going down to our Palmas de Cortez Falls Spectacular in just a couple of weeks, and we're going via CBX on Valeris. And, you know, the rates were so much cheaper to fly on Valeris. And, yeah, I mean, I've done CBX so many times. It's easy. You can park there. Tim, you've done it. It's a piece
really
of
simple.
Yeah.
It's absolutely, especially coming back. You want to talk about the easiest experience?
Man.
Just
yeah.
breeze right through,
walk right through.
Yeah, I mean the biggest benefit that I see, I mentioned coming back, going down into Mexico, because you clear customs right there when you walk across the CBX bridge. So you're on a domestic flight in Mexico. You walk off the plane and walk out of the airport. Once you're off that plane, you're out at the front door in 5 minutes.
Yep.
You know, you grab your bags, you're gone. No customs, which if anybody's been through that customs experience, I don't know if it's like that now, but that customs experience in Cabo, you know, you walk down to that terminal and there's 3,000 people in there.
Yeah.
You know, hour and 45 minutes later, you're getting to the front of the line. The CBX thing is invaluable.
Totally.
Invaluable.
Yeah, well said.
Absolutely. Try it out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
JC in San Diego's up next on Let's Talk Hook Up. Hi, JC.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Great.
I just been always listening to you guys. You know, I'm going on a trip on actually leaving tonight, and I was just trying to see what kind of rig. I'm going on the Aztec, so I was just trying to see what kind of rig should I take, kind of line. What if anybody knows what?
Is it overnight trip?
It's a two-dayer.
A two-day, okay, on the Aztec.
Boy, you're really going to have to be prepared for everything, because a two-day, you know, I mean, it's hard to say. They may do the mix-and-match thing where they start off on the inside and target that school-size yellowfin and the Dorado on kelps and then head out and try for some bigger ones on the outside, or they may do it in reverse. I think the best thing you can do in preparation is... You know, I don't know if you can call those guys ahead of time. They've got an office, but you know, getting a little bit of the captain's mindset will go a long way towards prepping you. Either that, or you got to bring the kitchen sink.
Yeah, for real.
You know what I mean? You've got to bring the 15. You got to bring the 30. You got to bring the 40, the 50, and then the flat fall rig. You know, and I think that
and they'll have the if they're you're fishing kite, they'll have the kite rigs on the boat.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I think that would prepare. If you use a big flat fall rig, that could double as your kite rig if that's what they're doing. But I think that would set you up finding. You bring a light, a medium light, a medium, a 40 or 50, and then one bigger rig for your flatfall, and that will prepare you for anything and everything.
And they operate at Seaforth Sport Fishing, right? So Seaforth has a lot of tackle that you can rent if you don't have the heavier rigs. You can rent the tackle.
Two-speed outfits.
Right there from Seaforth. And best thing to do is, go down there tonight and, take what you can of your gear, and then if you don't have it, just say, hey, I need to rent a 100-pound outfit.
And like Tim says, you can pull that off when you're loading up the boat. You can talk to the guys real fast, say, hey, man, this is what I've got. I've got gear up to 50 pound. Do I need something heavier? They'll let you know, and you can always run back up to the office and get an appropriate outfit. If they're planning on doing that great, aquarium-style fishing, yanking and cranking and catching yellowtail and yellowfin tuna and Dorado, you might not need a 100-pound two-speed outfit. But if you went to go fishing big bluefins and all you brought was 30-pound gear, you'd be in some trouble.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's jump back into them and talk to Chuck. Chuck's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Good morning, Chuck. Welcome to the show.
Hey, morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Chuck.
What's up, Chuck?
Question. So I'm looking to buying a little bigger outfit, like a Speedmaster 20 to 25. It looks like the difference is mainly line capacity. Tim, how important is it to have that extra line capacity versus like the smaller, more manageable reel when you're looking at that stuff?
Tim?
I don't think that line, especially with the Spectraline, and Ricky can weigh in here, I don't find line capacity to be a big issue nowadays.
So,
I mean, the number of times I've seen an angler spooled by a big fish, I mean, I could count it on one hand in the last many years, unless somebody is fishing with, like one of the, let's say like a Talica 10 and we're fishing that 30-pound bluefin and an ambush, 150-pounder comes through, might empty your, but you're not going to catch him anyway. We already covered that. Yeah. But, line capacity, like if you're fishing for one of those big ones, say, I mean, they really don't take a lot of, what do you think on the average? A couple hundred yards? They really don't run out that far.
Totally agree. It seems like if your gear is appropriately sized, especially with bluefin, they don't seem to take, you don't get like a crazy squirrely one like you sometimes would with a big yellowfin where like they would just absolutely take everything and keep on rolling. It doesn't to me seem like the bluefin take as much line for the most part.
Right, in general.
Doesn't mean that they're not still a very worthy opponent and a tough fish and everything, but I think an appropriately sized reel I agree with everything Tim said. With Spectra on it, I think you're pretty much just fine.
I'll give you a great example. The difference between like a Talica 20 and a Talica 25, if I was going fishing out here west, say for those big bluefin, or even most cases the bigger yellowfin, unless you're talking about a 300-pounder, I would opt for the 20 100 times out of 100 just because it's a little, it's more comfortable to fish with, and it has enough. What does that thing carry? If you're putting 100-pound Spectra, or you've got 400 yards of line on it, or
at least,
and it's the difference between that and the 25, the only difference is line capacity as far as the guts of the reel and everything. And, you just, for this kind of fishing, you really don't need that extra line capacity. And the 20, again, is just equal cranking power, and it's just more comfortable to fish with, a little lighter.
The advantage of the thing not wanting to walk back and forth when you're rewinding and just fitting in your hands better, that advantage, I'm the same with you, it outweighs the extra maybe 150 yards of line that you'd get from having the wider one.
Indeed. Hey, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Tim, before we run out of time, I want to talk about this couple of trips. First trip I want to talk about is Taro's trip on the Liberty, a Let's Talk Hookup trip, October the 4th through the 6th. Still has spots available on it. If you want to go, it's sponsored by Gamakatsu. We're going to have Gamakatsu hooks and a lot of great Shimano products and AFCO products to give away on the trip. But what great timing. Today on the Liberty, $675 includes your food.
Epic.
Yeah.
Epic trip.
Real, huh?
And you know what? You want, going back to the operation overall and crew, I mean, that boat, again, it stands alone. It has that premier crew. I mean, look, it's the same guys that have been there for a long time, and it's because those guys are fishermen.
Yeah.
Man, they love the boat. They love going out there and sharing their passion for fishing with new, entry-level anglers.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Taro and Ebel, those guys do a phenomenal job running the boat. They're just, they're top-notch.
Yeah.
Yep.
And if you want to go, fishermanslanding.com, you can book right online. There's spots available, but I can promise you by next week, those those things are going to start going away because the fishing is so good.
Yeah, right, exactly. Now. And, you know, as far as the fishing goes, again, it's the mix and match. That's the beauty of it right now. Exactly. Is let's say that the wind, you know, does, you know, she cranks up outside and it gets grumpy and, you know, it closes that door as an option. Well, you still have all of this fish on the beach, this beautiful, you know, the yellowfin is all mixed up in size. There's the little guys that you know, you weed through, but then you'll hit a random school and it's 25 to 35 pound fish right there in the mix. There's the mini Dorado, there's the medium Dorado, there's even some of those 20 pounders getting mixed in now. You know, you just never know, but there's a hell of a lot to fish for and a lot to catch.
You can go down with a Tranks 400 and like a heavy duty bass rod and a popper and have more fun than you've had in any time catching fish from 5 to 25 pounds and
all day
not
long.
Know which one's going to be which.
And, absolutely.
Yeah, and don't discount, you know, I know it's skipjack, right? But don't, those skipjack, especially in that RSW, bleed them out and put one in for pokey. Those things make epic pokey.
I dig it. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Maui Jims. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Seawatch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen, for fishermen, in Mission Bay.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Land is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details. When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time. The big winner getting a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the Southern Cross, is going to Bob in Northern California. Bob, congratulations. You're going to love those Maui Jims.
Congratulations. Tim Ekstrom, Royal Star, what a great show. Never enough time to talk about fishing here. I want to plug that October 3rd through 10th, 7 day, that is limited to 20 anglers. It still has 2 spots left on it. And you talk about an epic time and an epic opportunity to go on the Royal Star with just 20 anglers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so right now I want to say that 3 spots, so it's 17.
Wow.
Right now. Yeah.
Wow.
Sign on. It's a great trip. That's a phenomenal group of anglers, too. It's always a good time with Larry heading up the, leading up the charge, and you know, great time, as always. It's incredible opportunities. I think this up and down the coast, regardless of what direction you go in, this fish isn't going anywhere. You know, this stuff outside, I see it getting even, I don't know how it can get better, but you know, I see it continuing in October. Let's say that.
Yeah. Well, if you want to go, how do we get a hold of the Royal Star?
call Tracy in the office. I'll be in and out also this week, 619-224-4764. Follow along on our website, RoyalStarSportFishing.com. You can book online on our website. Yep. Also, we have a platform right there.
And so you'll be in the office this week, so if people have tackle questions or technique questions, stuff like that, you'll be around.
Certainly, yeah. Especially towards the end of the week. A few things
and then you're back
on
the boat?
Oh, yeah.
Right, next Saturday. Man. So you'll be go fishing. If you sign on for that October 3rd.
I'm driving.
You're driving.
Correct.
Okay, very good. All right, Tim, thanks a lot. And thank you all for listening out there. Thanks to Brian in the studio and, of course, Adam for all he does on our app. And we'll be live from the Kona Kai Resort next Saturday. Steve, Adam, and special guests next Saturday, Kona Kai Resort. Come on down. It's going to be a great time next Saturday, 7 to 9 a.m. The next Sunday, right back here in the world headquarters with Captain Andrew Viola from the Pacifica. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.